Now, we usually, in this format, follow the lectionary and take an Old Testament scripture from the lectionary. But, you know, I love the buts and the ifs. But if we look at one book in the Bible and the way things are now, there's a wonderful teaching. And what I'd like to do is every week we will take a portion of the first chapter of Proverbs, and then the subtitle in that chapter, and then continue on to the next chapter until we get through the whole book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is a very interesting book. It was written by Solomon. It's what we call one of the wisdom literatures. But I also want to tell you that it's not enough just to read these and to know these very wise sayings. We must live them out day by day, and we must obey and apply them. The world's full of people who have all the right information but don't properly act upon it. Amen? So Proverbs offers the divine wisdom we need in order to live successfully in the eyes of God. Now, our challenge is to follow it day by day. So these pithy little sayings we're going to do, and we're going to plant seeds into your heart, and I hope and pray you'll be blessed as for the next however long we will focus on the Old Testament reading, both on this format, online, and also in church every Sunday. We no longer have a Sunday school, and we don't do much Bible teaching in church itself. So this is a way to do some Bible teaching in the worship service Sunday morning. I digress. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. This is the purpose of Proverbs. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. The purpose of these Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline and to help them understand wise sayings. Through these Proverbs, people will receive information and instruction in discipline, good conduct, doing what is right, just, fair. These Proverbs will make the simple-minded clever. They will give knowledge and purpose to young people. Let those who are wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser. And let those who understand receive guidance by exploring the depths and the meaning of these Proverbs, parable, wise sayings, and riddles. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Only fools despise wisdom and discipline. Now that word fear is also meant to be translated love, reverence, and awe. Not that you're afraid of God, but you respect God. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding in chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs.